The Washington talks come amid another intensification of violence in the Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak has repeated orders for the army to use all means necessary to punish and prevent Palestinian attacks on Israelis. Increasingly, that means hunting down and killing individual militants Israel says have taken part in or planned attacks. Israeli media call it a liquidations policy. Palestinians call it state terrorism. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports now from Jerusalem.
On Sunday, 49-year-old Palestinian dentist Dr. Thabet Thabet was gunned down as he backed out his driveway to go to work in the West Bank city of Tulkarm. Witnesses reported seeing Israeli agents pump Thabet's car with bullets, then speed away. Thabet was the local head of Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. Palestinians say it's the 20th such killing in less than 2 months. Most have gone virtually unremarked in the Israeli media. But after Sunday's hit, the left-wing group Peace Now sent the government what it called a sharp letter demanding an explanation. Spokeswoman Gali Golan says she knew Dr. Thabet well as a longtime peace activist.
He was very, very deeply involved and actually had been an initiator and a leader of contacts with Israelis in support of the Oslo Accords and even before the Oslo Accords. He was a person who was very much in favor of dialogue. He in fact, gave us the legitimacy in his own community for the opening of dialogue.
As with previous such targeted killings, Israel's army doesn't confirm it was responsible, but it doesn't deny it. And when asked, spokesmen have ready a list of Thabet's alleged crimes. The most specific, that he was involved in an ambush on an Israeli car December 7th, and that he helped buy weapons. Israel's Deputy Defense Minister Ephraim Sneh says the logic of targeting such people is simple.
To punish those who are guilty and to prevent new terrorist operations.
A punitive measure, he says, and a defensive one in the same bullet. This week, some Fatah officials have for the first time appeared in public with bodyguards. Sneh notes some militants have checked themselves into Palestinian jails for their own protection, worried they're next on Israel's list.
When this group of top terror operatives have to take care for their own protection, they have a little time left to bother how to kill others.
Palestinians have protested the policy since it was launched in November. But the killing of Dr. Thabet has heightened anger. Palestinians insist he was strictly a political figure, not military. There have been heated calls for revenge.
In a way, Israel is removing, by these assassinations, any limit on the Palestinian response and on the Palestinian action in this intifada.
Political analyst Hassan Khatib says Palestinians do not have the means to retaliate against Israeli officials in the same precise way.
But the point here is that it will deepen the hatred and it will deepen the feeling of hostility, and it will encourage more and more Palestinian people to be convinced of the violent reaction to the Israeli occupation.
Peace Now says the government-sanctioned killings undermine Israel's democracy, but political analyst Reuven Hazan notes plenty of other democracies have used similar tactics. He feels Israel's been left little other choice.
This is not a very moral conflict. This is not a conflict that easily is portrayed in the media, but it is a conflict against terrorism, which from Vietnam through Algeria and other places we know there is no easy way to win.
In fact, Israel's army turned to what it calls pinpoint killings after its previous tactic was heavily criticized. Early in the intifada, the army launched spectacular displays of force that included bombarding Palestinian residential areas and government offices with helicopter gunships. In the words of one analyst, it was a public relations disaster. Still, Peace Now's Galia Golan isn't convinced the current approach is better.
Well, it's almost part of the irony is that because the first response of bombing from and shooting from helicopters was just so much of an overreaction and overkill that there was almost a relief to go to something different. But it's irony because what we've gone to is something different is still something that's very difficult to justify.
For the first time, an Israeli editorial today called upon the government to publicly justify its policy. The newspaper Yediot Ahronot complains that the government has remained silent about what it terms these executions. It urges officials to explain each one in order to convince us, it says, that we're not just killing Palestinians because they're Palestinian. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.